In the second stage of discipleship, relationships play an even greater role in a teen's spiritual journey. Teenagers are relationship-driven. While parents continue to be influential in their lives, teenagers are increasingly strengthening relationships with others their age. Their peer group helps form their identity and shape their values. A teen who has made the decision to follow Jesus will need the support of his or her peers, as well as mature believers, to grow in their newfound faith. This makes clear what the role of the youth leader is in this stage of discipleship. The goal of Stage 2 is to develop a spiritual community that will encourage and challenge students. The community should help teens be spiritually faithful and fruitful. There are three important practices that will help you do this. First, you should continue the small group model teens are already familiar with. If possible, teens should stay with the group leader with whom they have built a trusted relationship. In this stage of discipleship, students will be asking questions about their newfound faith and processing the Bible's claims. They will rely on the relationships developed in their small group to help them understand and apply the Bible's teachings as their faith develops. Small groups should include a mix of students across different stages of discipleship. Those who are still exploring will be encouraged to see the faith decisions of their peers, and new believers will be able to deepen their spiritual conviction as they help others work through their questions. The small group leader not only demonstrates what a mature Christian life looks like, but helps new disciples connect more deeply with the body of Christ. Connecting the teenager to the larger family of God is the second important step in developing their spiritual community. It's vital that they have the support of their peers, but teenagers will also need people older and wiser to help them grow. There is a wealth of spiritual resources in the older generations who have lived their faith for longer. Invite them to be involved in the spiritual development of teens, and also encourage teens to seek out older mentors. Their relationships go both ways. Teens need at least 5 significant relationships to help them continue to live out their faith decision. One of those key relationships is a parent. The second is a youth pastor or youth leader who knows them very well. And then they need an additional 3 adults who know their name and story. People who will approach them to ask about life in school, and who will speak blessings and encouragement over them as they grow and pursue a vocation and family. Because of this, it's important to get youth involved in worshiping with the main church body. The intergenerational worship gathering is an opportunity for the teenager to see what adult faith expression looks like. This might be very different from what they've experienced in the youth ministry program. The teenager will grow in age and eventually graduate from the youth ministry into the main church body. It's vital that teens are rooted in spiritual community, even outside the youth program, that will allow them to make a smooth transition. The final ministry practice to work into your planning is discussing the significance of baptism. The Bible models baptism as one of the first acts done by new believers to publicly declare their faith. Once a teenager has made a profession of faith in Jesus Christ, the youth leader should make a point of discussing the next step of baptism. Of course, a believer could be baptized immediately, as is the case in some Bible passages. But in general, the event should follow a season of preparation so that a teenager truly understands what it is and what it means. No one should ever feel forced or pressured into baptism, but it's a natural next step for a new believer. Think about the approach that will work best for your ministry. Some churches hold a class for new believers that teenagers can attend. Others provide written materials that can be discussed one-on-one with students as they make the decision. Once you are confident the student has a biblical understanding of the practice and their desire for baptism is genuine, schedule a date for the event. Baptism is a celebration of new life in Christ. Invite the whole church to be witness as the student's spiritual community. These 3 ministry practices, small groups, intergenerational worship, and baptism will help foster a supportive spiritual community for new teen believers. But remember, these are only suggestions. Every person's faith journey is their own, and it's important to listen and pay attention to what they need to grow in Christ.